Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
07002.
Whether you're providing a tangible product or...
Thank you. That was 07002.
07002.
And can I have your first and last name?
Mark, M-A-R-C, Cohen, C-O-H-E-N.
Thank you. And could you verify the mailing address on this account?
40 West 26th Street, Bayonne, New Jersey, 07002.
All right, thank you. One moment. Okay, on this account, I see that it has the membership that comes with the Platinum Ultra watch. And how may I help you today?
I don't want that member. I didn't want it. And I don't even remember signing up for it. You charged me $39.99 out of the blue. What is your website, by the way?
It's topconsumerdeals.com.
Yeah, I don't remember signing up for that. And consumerdeals.com?
Yes, sir. Well, I do see that this watch was initially ordered back on April the 8th. It was a promotional item. The customer pays $574 to get the smartwatch, and it's a gift into a membership that allows them to get $125 store credit to an online store, and that's what the other charge
was. That's what that was,
for.
Because that's not how it came. It came as paid for postage and handling. So I paid for something. That's the way you worded it. It didn't come as that. It says you fill out this thing and you get a smart bit watch for $4.99. Just paid for the shipping and handling. That's what it said. Now you're telling me that it's $39.99 for the actual watch.
Well, the $39.99 is not for the watch. The watch was a free gift into a membership. The $39.99 is for the membership.
But I didn't want a membership.
Well, I can cancel this account so you don't receive any more charges.
Well, but you're still charging me $39.99 for the watch.
Yes, sir. So the watch is not $39.99. That is separate from the membership. So the $39.99 charge is not for the watch.
Okay, so I'm challenged. I don't need to be a member of anything. I can't buy anything right now. I'm still struggling to pay my bills. Why would I? It's mind boggling. I never intended to join up for Consumer Electronics Club at $39.99. That's not what I intended to do. I got an offer for a smart bit watch. I probably was going to give the watch to my niece or something. And that was it. I didn't want to be a member for $39.99. And this is like what? Would you say I purchased the watch back when?
In April.
April, May, June. So you waited 90 days to charge my account? Damn near?
No, sir. It charges after 48 hours, but for some reason the charges declined. It finally went through on June the 10th.
Yeah, well, it's because I didn't intend. I purchased the $4.99 with that card, that debit card, because I never really put money on that debit card. Only when I'm about to buy something. So now I'm about to pay for something for $100, and here you come in and swoop $40. I don't have that money. That's exactly why I use cards like that, because of recurring charges. I don't want that. I don't want the service. I want my money back. I did not ever want the service for to be a part of a member of that club. And the way you worded it, it was like I thought I was just getting a watch, not becoming a member of an electronics club.
Okay, I can get you a courtesy 35% refund.
What's that?
I can get you a courtesy 35% refund.
What's 35% of $40?
Yes, sir. So 39% off the $39.99.
No, 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 not at all. No, you. I want it returned. I'm just gonna have to refute it with the bank. But no, no, absolutely not. I mean,
I can make that a 50% refund.
No, no, all of it.
I cannot authorize a full refund. I have to check with the supervisor to see if they can. Please hold. Thank you. Thank you for holding. My supervisor can authorize a refund for the $39.99. It'll take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so what's the date today? 3 to 5 business days, so I have to call next week. All right,
yes.
Thank you.
Is there anything else?
Nah, you said 3 to 5 business days, you'll put the money back onto my account.
Yes, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.